The Old Testament reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, beginning at verse 9. You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. The New Testament reading is from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, beginning at verse 12. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.
Would you please stand for the gospel reading? The Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise Christ. Thank you. Please be seated. Christmas is upon us. What fun it is! Parties, food, friends, and of course, Christmas games. I love a good Christmas game. So we're going to start with a Christmas game. I need three volunteers. Three volunteers, please. You, sir, thank you. Otherwise, I'll start picking them. Well, you come forward. Yes, a lovely prize. Got a yeah. Thank you. Lovely. One more. No. We need someone. Oh, yeah. Okay, Fraser. Is it Fraser?
I'm Fraser.
What's his name? Theo. Okay. This game, one of my favorite games. It's called Silent Night Gargle. So what you have to do is you have to sing the what?
I just need to screw you on.
So what you need to do is sing Silent Night, except you have to gargle it. So here's a cup. Do you know the tune? Silent. Do you know the tune? Oh, there's someone. We need someone who knows the tune. Thanks you very much for volunteering. Oh, it's terrible, isn't it? Off you go. Thank you. Someone who knows the tune to Silent Night. You. Thank you, sir. So up you come. So you get a prize. You'll get a prize anyway. So here we go. So what you have to do, where's some water? Yeah, oh, I've got some water here. Oh, you got water. Amazing. There you go.
Cool, I wish you were
there
problem.
You go. Oops. Okay, what you got to do is you got to take a swig of water and you put your head back and you basically gargle the tune of Silent Night. Silent Night. Okay? And what we're going to do is we're going to vote for who we think is the best. So, let's start. Ladies first, right?
I was going to say, can we do a practice?
No. Take a big swig, big swig.
You're not supposed to.
Okay, shh, hang on. Okay. Not bad. Thank you very much. Not bad. Just stay there. Stay there. It works well if you get a big swig of water.
No, it doesn't.
No. Hurry up. I'm not sure. Hurry up. Come on. We're on a day tea. Here we go. Oh, that's not very good, is this rubbish? It's terrible. Okay, come on. Here we go. Big swig. Big is good. Okay, here we go. Here's the champion here. Disgusting. Okay. Let's judge. Okay. But just a round of applause. Round of applause. Sorry. Just put your water down there. I'll tell you what. Seeing it's Christmas, I'll give you all a prize.
Thank you.
And you know what? But why? Because even though we don't deserve it. You still get a prize, and that's what Christmas is. Even though we don't deserve God's love, we all still are able to receive it, aren't we?
Amen.
You might want to give it to that little guy back there. Please have a seat. So the reading was about shepherds and sheep. And so to get us in the zone of shepherds and sheep, we're going to watch a video of some shepherds.
We're getting there. We're getting there. Well, that's better. That's better. That's better. That's more like it now.
Stand. Stand.
I'm sure some of them are pong, but you know.
Stay there.
That's good.
There are two in front of you, and move those to the right. Everybody stop there. Don't move. Start on the next page. Yes, that's better. That's good. That's good. Looking good.
Shepherds. Now, shepherds, they were Welsh shepherds, but shepherds who were thinking about from the Bible, they had a badass reputation in ancient Israel. The shepherds who we heard about in the Bible, well, they were regarded by many as unreliable, dishonest. Well, just bad news, really. They lived out in the wild, they slept in the fields. They didn't bath very much, they were a bit smelly. And they were quite uncouth, swearing and ill-mannered. Yet, it was to the shepherds, these uncouth shepherds, that God chose to announce the most amazing and the most stupendous news that the world was to ever know. The one who would save humanity from sin and death and evil had come into the world. And it was to these shepherds that God chose to announce the good news to. The long-awaited Savior of all mankind had been born. So, how did the shepherds respond to this good news? What did they do? Well, three simple things that we can learn from these uncouth shepherds about how to respond to the good news of Jesus coming into the world. Firstly, they went to Bethlehem to see for themselves. And as they went open-minded, unprejudiced. And in verse 16, it says that they didn't muck around. They hurried off. They went quickly to the place where Jesus was born. They were looking for him. Do you know, it's so, so true. As Jesus himself was later to say, he who seeks finds. He who knocks, the door will be open. He who asks will receive. So this Christmas, first thing to learn from the shepherds, seek Jesus. Take some time out over the next few days. Time alone to be with Jesus and seek him and get to know him a little bit better. That's the first thing. Secondly, these shepherds, when they had seen Jesus, it says in verse 17, they spread the word concerning what they had seen and what they had heard. You know, these guys could not keep the good news to themselves. They wanted everyone to know about it. And so there's the second thing. Seek Jesus. The second thing is get to take time to tell other people, share your story, spread the word concerning Jesus at every opportunity. Seek Jesus, tell others about Jesus, and thirdly, Luke writes in verse 20, these words, The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. In other words, they experienced Jesus. They saw him. They experienced. And as they went, that resulted in worship as well as witness. But do you know, the first thing they did was they had to return. They returned. You know, they did not spend the rest of their days hanging around the stable, waiting for the wise men, maybe helping Mary and Joseph clean up things. They didn't loiter around the manger. What did they do after they'd seen Jesus? They returned. They returned to their fields and to their sheep, to their homes and to their families, to their wives and to their children. But, you know, if you think about it, although their jobs, their homes, their sheep, their families were all the same, these shepherds were not. They had been changed. They were sort of like new people in an old situation. They'd been changed by Jesus. They'd been changed by seeing him. And they were like filled with a spirit of wonder and worship. Do you know, there was a time before I became a Christian. I used to be a taxi driver. And I was a taxi driver for about 7 years. I used to drive people around everywhere. I used to work all night and sleep all day. Christmas to me meant absolutely nothing. To my family, my friends, absolutely nothing. Well, except one thing. I could make a stack of money on Christmas. On Christmas Eve, on Christmas Day, and on Boxing Day, I used to make heaps of money as a taxi driver, driving, well, mainly drunk people around. Not long after, I managed to save up some money and I went to London. And I was on this sort of like extended gap year, spending and living on all my earnings as a taxi driver. And that gap year included, well, it mainly revolved around parties, travel, alcohol, and drugs. But then I began to feel empty inside. And I thought, well, what is the purpose of all this? What is the meaning? What is the answer to the problem of sin and evil, which I'd seen around so much, especially in driving a taxi, and the problem of death? It really, really worried me. But then, just like those dodgy shepherds, I encountered and experienced Jesus Christ. Do you know, he transformed me. Just like he changed and transformed those shepherds, he transformed and changed me, set me free from 12 years of addictions. And since that day, just like those uncouth shepherds, I've worshipped Jesus and sought to be a faithful witness for him wherever I go, seeking to share the good news that Jesus can set us free from all our fears and addiction, that he wants to heal us with his transforming power. Do you know, today, the transforming power of Jesus Christ is still available to every single one of us. Will you seek him with all your heart? It adds, do you know, that whole transforming, it adds a whole new dimension to our old lifestyle. I love Billy Graham, what he said about this. He said, it puts a new light in our eye and a new spring in our step. So there are three things, like a little Christmas present from the shepherds and from me to you to take away for this Christmas. Just seek Jesus. Number two, tell others about him. Share your story. And number three, worship Jesus and be a witness for him in the best way you possibly can. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are a friend of sinners. that you reach out to people who we wouldn't expect you to reach out to. And you reach out and you tell us the good news to set us free. We pray that we would seek you, Jesus, get to know you better over the next few days. And that we would know you so well that we just want to share our stories about you with other people. And we pray that we'd take time every day, just a few moments every day, to spend in worship of you, worshiping you for all you've done for us and all that you want to do for us. We want to seek you and we want to know your transforming power in our lives and in the lives of the people around us, families and friends and work colleagues. Through your holy name we pray. Amen.